We chant day in and day out. The Dhamma is admirable in the beginning, admirable in the middle, admirable in the end. Even just listening to the Dhamma, when the Buddha talks about generosity and virtue, that lifts your mind. You realize that the times that you've been generous, the times you've been virtuous, really do have meaning. The world says they have no meaning at all. But the Dhamma says they definitely do have meaning. And you know inside yourself that it feels good to be generous. Feels good to be virtuous, to have principles in your behavior. Then it's good in the middle as you start meditating, practicing. You find that the mind can grow more calm. You stay here and focused on the breath, watching it coming in, watching it going out, and then asking yourself, is it coming in and out comfortably? You can experiment with your breathing. Of all the different elements in the body, this is the one that the Buddha focuses attention, because you can change it. You can adjust it, you make it longer or shorter, faster or slower, heavier or lighter, deeper or more shallow, and see what feels good. Gives the mind a good place to stay in the present moment. When it has a good place to stay, then it can look at things with a lot more objectivity and see what's really good and what's really bad. It can see itself and can admit the times when it makes mistakes because it's coming from a sense of well-being. When you're feeling frazzled and tired, you don't want to hear about your mistakes. It's only when you're in a good mood that you're willing to admit them. And it's only when you admit them that you can learn from them, learn how not to repeat them. So this is a good practice to have. We're getting the mind in a state of comfort. But you're not just sleeping. It's comfortable, but it's alert. And you can see your own greed, aversion, and delusion and realize that you really don't want to follow them. They take you to places where you really wouldn't want to go. And so this Dhamma does take you to a place where you would want to go, a happiness that's secure, a happiness that's safe. Happiness that doesn't harm you, doesn't harm anybody else. If your happiness harms other people, then it's not safe at all. You see people amassing wealth, and then they have to guard the wealth. They have to hire security guards. They have to hire armies and police to protect them, because their wealth is taking away in a way that everybody can see. But if you find your wealth inside, find your well-being inside, nobody can see it, nobody has to know, so it's safe. And it doesn't harm anybody. That's what's good about the Buddhist teachings, is they're totally safe. You don't cause danger to yourself, you don't cause danger to others. And you find a happiness that's good all around. So it's admirable in the beginning, admirable in the middle, admirable in the end. And you make yourself an admirable person as you follow it.